Good morning and welcome to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from our Shrixon studios right here in Lower Alabama. And, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile. Or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Boy, have we got a show lined up for you today. But before we do that, go ahead and introduce my pods here with me today. Hanging out with me in our Shrixon studios is one of the proprietors of Bujo's Cajun Grill, simply known as The Voice. It's Mr. Matt Brandt. Matt, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Can't wait for this weekend to kick off. We've got all kinds of stuff happening in the area. We got
Senior
Dolphin,
Bowl.
Dolphin Island's got the first Mardi Gras parade kicking.
Yeah.
That's today. Senior Bowl's today. And we're just coming out of, what, about 8-10 days away from the snowpocalypse down here. So now the weather's fantastic. We got 70s. We got beautiful breeze outside. I mean, come on. This is if we can't be here on the radio, we should be on the golf course.
Well, there's no doubt. We're going to see if we can't make that happen. Speaking of the golf course, of course, we're going to give you the leaderboards for the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am and the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. We'll talk a little bit about slow play. We're going to hear from Golf Channel's Todd Lewis on slow play and maybe some solutions there. But before we go to our phone lines real quick, let's go ahead. Last week I did not give away any golf. I walked out of here and didn't do it, Matt, so we're going to do it right now. We're going to make it quick. Second phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You're going to get a five-pack to Glen Lakes there in Foley, Alabama, 251-343-0106. All right, let me go ahead and set that proverbial table for you. Coming up in just a second, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall will be on it. In our next segment, we're going to talk with John Gibbs. He's the owner of D&K Suits in Mobile. Why is he on? Well, as you just mentioned, it's Mardi Gras. And this is the guy you want to see for your tucks and tails.
There you go.
The rentals, you want to hear from John Gibbs. At the bottom of the hour, tournament official for the PGA Tour Champions, a good friend of ours, Tom Karpus, is going to be on. And then we're going to close out the show. One of our West Coast correspondents was at Pebble Beach on Thursday and saw Rory McIlroy's hole in one. Greg Lockhart's going to be on with us. All right, so we've got an action-packed show for you. But let's go to our guest line right now and welcome in our other partner. He is down in Orlando for the Hilton Grand Vacation Tournament of Champions, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Hey, it's a cloudy day down here at Lake Nona, but glad to be on the air. We've got a great host of celebrities and great LPGA players, and just on the range with Marty Fish and Joe Pavelski. They're tied for the lead, and they'll be teeing off here shortly. So if you get a chance to turn on, it'll be on NBC today on NBC Peacock, and then you can watch some replays on the Golf Channel. But it's a lot of fun being down here, a lot of good players. And Randy, Larry the Cable guy told me to tell you hello.
well, hopefully you won't have any rulings for him for sure, but I'm happy to hear Marty's leading. You know, we had Marty on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and
right. He
was getting pumped up for it, Bobby. He told us he was getting jacked.
He's very confident. He's playing very well. Joe Pavelski, former hockey player, is playing well. So we got a tremendous leaderboard up there. Saw John Smoltz on the range this morning. Smoltz's got a little bit of a shoulder issue, but, you know, he'll grind away and he'll still be playing well. Mark Mulder's playing well. But it's good to see a lot of those guys, and it's just a lot of fun being down here. Golf course, despite they didn't have snow down here, but they did have some icy conditions and some sleet. But the course is really, really good. The greens are rolling about 12.5. We've got the greatest woman player in the world, Annika Sorensen, playing as a celebrity. This is her home course. The great Lydia Ko won last year. I was watching Leona McGuire on the range. What a golf swing she's got. We always talk about the LPGA and how smooth they are and their rhythm and balance is just wonderful. So to get a chance, watch the ladies. They're doing – they just – just watching them warm up on the range is just – it's awesome. Awesome.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and Bobby, we've said that. I think even when we had Smoltz on, he was talking about he loves playing with women like this because he gets to watch them swing and how smooth they are. And I'll tell you, guys, listen, if you want to improve your game, do watch these ladies because pound for pound, They're pretty doggone smooth. There's no question about it. Speaking of which, Aliam Kim leads right now at 10 under. Lynn Grant is at 7 under. Jinyoung Ko at 6, along with Nelly Korda at 6 under. You got a host of them right there hanging out at 6. Cheyenne Knight, she is at 4 under right now. She's in a T8 position as well. So some good golf going on, Bobby.
Yes, it sure is. And Lake Nona is a fabulous facility. I got to spend a little time on the range with Mike McGee, Annika's husband, and their family. She's just so gracious. They just open their arms down here. It's just a really fun event. It's, you know, the Lake Tahoe and the American Century Championship, still the Super Bowl of celebrity golf. But when you combine the PGA and the LPGA and the Champions Tour with these celebrities, they just have the most fun. And so you'll be entertained when you're watching today. I even took my teaching app today on my phone and take a lot of pictures of a lot of the girls' swings and even some of the celebrities. I got some photos of Marty Fish, Joe Pavelski. They have great swings too, so I always pick up some tips from them. And I'll share those with you, Randy, and teach you how to keep that right elbow tucked in. If you need
to well, we could all use some of those pictures, my friend. So, Bobby, tell us, now, the celebrity that you are, we understand how high that is here in Lower Alabama, but there, you've been doing this for years. Tell us what your weekend looks like. What did you do this morning? How did you get up and get rolling? Who are you rubbing elbows with for dinner tonight? What's going on? Make us jealous. More jealous, excuse me, of what you are about to embark on this weekend.
Well, each morning we're up early. We go to the office and check in with the tournament director, Michael Milthorpe, make sure everything's okay, get our notes for the day. We also work with the LPGA Tour officials that are down here for the ladies, and we get a lot of knowledge and some homeschooling on the rules, so that's a lot of fun. Missy Jones and Sue Witter with the LPGA do a great job. But I start my morning out, and then I head to the range. I do announcing and keep the players on time. You know, some of the celebrities are not used to playing inside the ropes. We've got to push them a little bit. And so during the day, not only are we doing rulings, but we're kind of marshaling speed of play. We've got to kick Larry Gate, the table guy, on the butt a few times and get them moving. NASCAR driver Michael Waltrip, who was here, a very nice guy. He's a little slow. We know who some of the slow folks are. Had a chance to talk to the great Ray Allen today on the range. And then after we get them started, we're just out on the golf course there if they need some rulings. And then at the end of the day, we wind down. We have a little conference with the rules officials and see what we covered for the day, what we need to expect. You know, timing and keeping them on time for TV is important. So do a lot of marshalling, mostly, a lot of marshalling, you know. We have what's called a Ragusa sheet that tells us what hole they should be on and things like that. But it is fun, Matt, to sit at the range and have John come by and say hello, and John Lester, John Smoltz, Kevin Millar came up, shoot the breeze. I had a great conversation with Alfonso Ribeiro about his family. He lives part of the year in Hollywood and part of the year in Texas, and just sharing some family thoughts with them. And, you know, not talking golf, just kind of talking like we would as we do amongst ourselves. And that, I think, is the most fun is, they're approachable and, you know, don't get too caught up in what they're doing now. Just talk about family and things like that. And how's your golf game? And, you know, where are you playing next? Things like that. And it's just kind of a cool vibe you get from them.
I've talked with Bobby Hall down in Orlando for the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions, the first tournament of the year for the LPGA. Bobby, we've got about a minute left here. Real quick, what is the what's the craziest ruling you've had so far?
I had Kevin Millar hit it into the tree, and we had a lost ball, and I had to take him back to the tee. Two and two, that's a term we use with sprinkler heads that are real close to the green, and dropping a player. I had Aaron Hicks, the great baseball player. He was having trouble when he dropped his ball and replacing it, dropping it, replacing it, dropping it, replacing it, because it wouldn't stay in the same place. That was kind of a touch-and-go situation. You're trying to do rulings pretty quick. Nothing really out of the ordinary. We haven't had anything, you know, bouncing off a tree, hitting a car, going under a bus, and then into the lake, and then the squirrel picks it up and runs off the green, and then the bird picks it up. No, we haven't had any of that. So no ping-pong activity, as we call it. But,
gotcha.
You know, just general type thing. And, of course, you drive by Larry Cable Guy and say, yeah, just throw it over there, Larry. You're fine. Let's go.
Well, Bobby, good stuff, man. I know you're having a blast down there. Tell Chris Cookson we said hi. And, of course, our boy John Drago and Millthorpe. And tell them all we said hello.
I sure will. And thank you for having me on. And it sounds like the weather's pretty good up there. So hope everybody gets out and enjoys the day. And thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Wish you safe travels. Talk to you soon. All right, there you go. Bobby Hawley's down as one of the rules officials for the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions, as he does every year. And then in July, he'll be at Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, it's a tough life for Bobby Hall right now. He's really really struggling to make things happy for himself. And we hope him the very best.
No doubt. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with John Gibbs. He's the owner of D&K Suits there in Mobile. Mardi Gras, it's here. You need a suit. This is the guy you're going to want to talk to next, right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt. Time to go to our guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours, John Gibbs, one of the owners of D&K Suits in Mobile and in Montgomery. John, how you doing, my man?
Doing well. How you doing this morning, Randy?
I'm doing very well, buddy. I know this is a busy, busy time of the year for you as Mardi Gras gets kicked off. And I think, Matt, you said the first one is tonight.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure if Dolph Island has a ball to go along with this.
Just a parade.
I know they have a parade today. So that kicks off today. And then I believe the Condi Cavaliers kicks off on Valentine's Day, which is the first official Mardi Gras parade of Mobile.
Right. Yeah, it's a big time for you. I know, John, with all the tucks and rentals you got going out, let's talk a little bit about it. You got plenty to rent out, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've got plenty of rentals, and we've got plenty of them for purchase as well. So we do both. We offer rentals starting from basically $100 for the full ensemble, jacket, pants, shirt, vest, and bow tie. And then we've got tails available for purchase as well, starting anywhere from $129 and then going up to $295, depending on the accessories and everything that you need to go with it.
And if folks want to, you're right there off the service road, 65. How can folks get in touch with you?
That's correct. So we are on the west I-65 service road between Government and Cottage Hill, right next door to Battery Source. We've got our website, which is dnkmobile.com, or they can give us a call at 251-665-7350. We're open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Don't need to set up an appointment or anything. Just come on through anytime during those hours, and we'll get you taken care of whatever your needs may be.
And on that website, it's DN, the letter N, K, mobile.com. So, Matt, I just wanted you to know, so when you go on, you'll...
Well, I'm going to have to go on. I'm going to have to go on somewhere because, John, good to have you on. Just like every other guy that's listening to the radio right now, we don't plan ahead well for suit and tux rentals. So how soon do we need to get there? How soon do we need to get there in order to get a suit for our balls that we're going to? And very important question, one that I have to search around for every year because I always forget where I put them. Where can I get white gloves?
Gotcha. We do sell white gloves as well. As far as turnaround time, you know, the sooner the better, obviously. With rentals, a little bit sooner than, you know, the purchase side. We do alterations in-house. On the purchase side, we have everything available in-store as well. So our turnaround time, you know, can be same day. You can come in Saturday morning and get a tuxedo for a ball Saturday night on the purchase side. So definitely quick turnaround there. We've got all the accessories, shirts, vests, bow ties, gloves, cufflinks, and studs, all of that available a la carte in-store as well. So, got whatever you need.
Oh, very good. That's a quick turnaround time. That's great.
Hey, let me encourage you guys. If you are looking for somebody to take good care of you, this guy will do it. He and his staff do a wonderful job there at D&K, and easy to get to. I would recommend you go see them. Matt, I know you're getting set up, so you're going to go see them. 251-665-7350, or you can go online at dnkmobile.com. Get your tux right there at D&K. I do. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting my tux with them, and I've been doing it for a number of years, John, hadn't
I? Absolutely, yes, sir.
You do a great job. There's no doubt. John, thanks for taking time to be with us. I know you're busy. Look forward to having you back on with us soon, okay?
Thank you, Randy. Take care and talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. There you go. John Gibbs with D&K Suits. Good guy. Just a good guy. He'll take very good care of you and make sure your tux fits. That's the big thing, isn't it?
Always the big thing, which is why I decided years ago to start renting instead of buying, because some things change from month to month.
I can tell.
Oh, can you now? Look in the mirror, buddy.
There you go. I know. Hey, you know, one of the things in golf, we're going to talk a little football here in just a second. Of course, we talked. You said the Senior Bowl. I think it's the 76th or 75th Senior Bowl, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But one of the things going on in golf right now is slow play. And Todd Lewis with Golf Channel, he kind of had a couple of comments on this, and I thought it very interesting.
Making some changes on the tour.
Let's see if we can get him right here.
Transparency on the PGA Tour about these players. They may list the players that are slow and that are fast. They may make it transparent to the public about which players are being fined for slow play. So this could be a pivotal year in 2025 in making some changes on the tour.
And they're talking about using the range finders, possibly using that on some of those as well. So trying to rush it up. I know they've talked about the shot clock, if you will.
Yeah.
And that might be a little difficult, I think, because nothing is consistent. One person's going to be further out than the other. I mean, how do you time that? Because, Matt, if you outdrive me, that's going to give you more time to study your shot than I get. So yeah. it could be very different.
There's a lot of variables to it. And I would love to see what results they get out of the things they're trying, because, you know, we, you know, running the SFGT, Southern Fairways Golf Tour, who knows? We could maybe adopt some of those and take a look at it as well. And I think we've done better every year at the golf tour. But as it relates to the PGA, there's definitely been some challenges. I think there's a lot of overstudy on some approach shots, and then putting can get kind of crazy too. But I'm interested to see what they come up with and what they put together and put in motion. It'll be fun to watch.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things too, the LIV Tour right now, Greg Norman. No longer the boss, if you will.
This was big news. I mean, some people saw it coming, I guess, the writing on the wall. I think Greg Norman being the bad guy when LIV kicked off, you know, really got some of the big names to turn over to LIV. Now, seems as though that a lot of the LIV players and of course, some of the PGA guys are kind of glad to see Greg go. So Rory, kind of his two words, good move.
Yeah.
Good move getting him out. And actually, Greg Norman didn't have a whole lot to say, but, you know, he said we were right, and those were his final three words. We were right in regards to starting LIV and getting it going. And I think John Rahm was commenting the other day about Greg Norman's exit, and he said along the lines of that this is a good move right now for us, bringing in our new CEO.
Stephen O'Neill, isn't it?
Scott O'Neill. Is going to help get the PGA and LIV Tour moving in the right direction. And I think that's right, because Greg Norman was kind of the bad guy, you know, and he didn't have very many friends in the PGA. So
well, he's always been trying to break it up.
Yeah, he has. And I think this is going to make a difference. If it's been 20 months now since LIV and PGA decided they're going to coexist and they're going to work together to do something to bring the sport together. Nothing's happened, but there's still optimism out there. Now I think maybe the move of Scott O'Neill is designed to help get that going in the right direction, because I don't think Greg Norman was the right guy as a CEO to partner and work well with the PGA to make move.
Yeah, I think there was too much animosity for there to be a merger, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think that Scott O'Neill might be that guy that can glue this together. But, you know, you still got to look at some of these guys, Tiger, Rory. Money's not an issue for them. They got plenty of money, but they could have had a whole lot more money if they would have made the move to LIV. How are they going to be taken care of? Of course, we know they're talking about buying into the tour and all that. But I think there's got to be some concessions there. These guys either got to give some of the money back, or I really don't know how you do that.
Well, there's you know, I think it's as players start to realize that the only thing out there for LIV is money.
Yeah,
there's not notoriety, there's not fame, there's not long term, you know, fortune and kickbacks for the PGA, marketing deals and stuff like that. Not to the level the PGA is. Some players actually have opted out, and of course, if you go to LIV as
you've
a PGA,
opted out of the PGA Tour.
You have to wait 12 months from your last LIV tournament to play in the PGA. So yeah, you've got a whole year you've got to sit out or go to an overseas deal. So it's very interesting how it's working out. And I think the biggest problem for most LIV players, one of the biggest problems, is that they can't get world golf rankings.
Right.
So that's a big kicker. So if you want to be, you know, you start out playing golf in high school and college, and you say, I'm going to be one of the world's best. Well, if you're playing for LIV, it's going to be hard to determine if you are one of the world's best or not.
One of the good moves that the LIV did do is they partnered up with Fox, and Fox is going to be covering all of their events live.
Yep.
I think that's a big jump from the CW.
Yeah.
Who watches the CW?
Yeah, it's going to be a big change this year. And I think the first tournament is this next Thursday. It's in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
They're playing at night. They're playing under the lights in Saudi Arabia, which is really unique. So we'll see the whole tournament on Fox. It's going to be in the Fox family of networks. I think FS1, FS2, some on Fox itself, the main network.
That's going to be, starting February the 6th. That's this week.
Yeah, Thursday, yeah.
So, yeah.
It'll be fun to watch, especially with the under the lights aspect of it. I think LIV's biggest team-style competition right now might be TGL.
Well, that was one of the things. I've been talking to a lot of folks about TGL. And mixed bag, man, mixed bag. There are some guys that are like, psh, I'm not watching it. It didn't turn me on at all. Then I got some guys like, man, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I do think that there can be some boringness in there. Okay. And I think it's from the point standpoint, when you get so far back, there's no way for you to catch up.
Yeah.
Then there's not a chance. Okay. You don't see a comeback.
Yeah.
And that's what we in sports like. We like to see comebacks. And I don't think you see that. It does kind of make it just a little boring. I like the way they've got it set up. I think it's cool to hit into a five-story simulator.
Yeah.
I think it's neat the way that turntable green is, and it's the way they undulate it. That's pretty cool. But I think they do have to spice it up just a little bit.
And I think they've done. I enjoy it. I enjoy more of the camaraderie, the team aspect. Everybody, you know, kind of mic'd up. You get to have a little fun with the conversations. The technology is incredible. But maybe they do have to do. They'll work something out. They'll figure out how to make it more exciting, I think. And if not, we'll just call Butch Adams and say, hey, Butch, why don't you explain our two-down automatic press deal?
There you go.
We'll get it going.
There you go. Hey, say congratulations to Glenn. Stacy from Daffy picks up that five-pack to Glenn Lakes. I'll tell you what, we're going to give another five-pack away coming up in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we visit with Tom Karpus, PGA Champions Tour rules official. Great guy. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways.
Hello from beautiful Lake Tahoe. This is Brett Baer with Fox News Channel. For your up-to-date golf and sports information news, please continue to listen to FM 106.5 and Southern Fairways Radio Show with your hosts, Randy Bergen and sweet-swinging Bobby Hall. Have a blessed day. Keep it fair, balanced, and unafraid. And by the way, roll tide and war eagle.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. I am Randy Bergen, joined by simply known as The Voice, Mr. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Going back to our guest line, welcome in a great friend of ours, Tom Karpus. He's one of the tournament officials for the PGA Tour Champions. Tom, how are you doing, my man?
Randy, I'm doing great, my friend.
Well, it is good to hear your voice. There's no doubt about it. It's been a minute since we've seen each other, but got a ton of questions for you. We're going to try to cram all these in this little short segment that we have here. But first off, now you had the first event. What you got? You go back to work this week, right?
Well, I did the Hawaii event, and then several of the guys are going over to Morocco. I am not. I'm actually going to go to Naples for 2 weeks. We have a new official that I'm going to work with during advance week. So I'm not going to Morocco, but I will be working in Naples. Pretty hard duty to go to Florida and have to deal with all that and sunshine.
Yeah, because where you are, it's a little chilly most of the time, right?
It is. Just watching the snow melt and then getting ready for the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That's kind of what we do here.
Well, let me just say that I was pulling for your Eagles very much. Of course, when you got a former Alabama quarterback there for the Eagles, you got to kind of root for them, all right?
Absolutely.
So, Tom, great to have you on. This is Matt Brandt. Pleasure to have you on the show. So you got to tell me what is one of the most common penalties you're seeing out there on the Champions Tour? What are they trying to get away with?
Well,
one way of putting it,
get away with anything. I mean, I think unfortunately, I just think in golf in general, you know, I think 99% of the time, 99.99% of the time, people do something and they have no idea that it was an issue, and then now they call one of us and we have to take care of it. And unfortunately, sometimes it results in a penalty and sometimes it doesn't.
Very true.
Yeah, it really is. Now, let me kind of follow that one real quick, Tom. I know you try to get out and play golf when you can. What do you think more a common penalty for the average golfer is that they don't understand?
Well, I think the things that we see. Think about it. You're out with your friends, and the beauty of it is most times we're playing in a match play setting. So if somebody does something, I think most of us, we just kind of look the other way and we just continue. We're with our friends. So, but one thing people do is they'll pick their ball up and identify it without marking. They'll just pick it up. Yep, that's mine. You see that all the time, which we know that if you're going to lift it to identify it, you have to mark it before you lift it. But that doesn't always happen. Even on the putting green, you still have to mark it. So I think that's pretty common. I think a lot of people just don't, you know, there's basic rules that I think everybody should be able to do, and that is take relief off a cart path or drop a ball out of a penalty area. And I think one of the things that, you know, over the last several years, you know, things have changed dramatically. So trying to educate people on these changes, you know, back on the line relief. You know, years ago we dropped on the line and then we went to a club length, and that got a bit confusing. Had a lot of issues, and now we're back to dropping it on the line. So we have to, and you saw Rory McIlroy last year make a mistake. So even the best players in the world they're unfortunately, as we get old, we remember everything of what it used to be, and sometimes that creates some confusion with where things are now.
Do you find Tom that when you're out there in a tournament, where there's maybe some common rules that, I mean, 99% of us know, do you see some of the pros not even make a decision and wait for a ruling so that they are not in trouble in any way, shape, or form?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are times, particularly if, you know, let's say it's the final round and someone's trying to win and something happens, the ball gets to a spot, and I don't have any issue, and I wouldn't blame a player for calling us in. And to make sure that they get it right so they don't make a mistake and cost themselves maybe a championship or a lot of money. So, in today's world, take the regular tour, you know, with a $20 million elevated event.
Right.
If I were a player, if I had any doubt in my mind, I would be calling somebody in just to guide me through it, because if I tell somebody to drop in a wrong place and they do, they're absolved. It's my fault, not theirs.
Yeah,
I would definitely, for the amount of money they're playing for, absolutely call in a rules official immediately. We're visiting with a tournament official for the PGA Tour Champions, our good friend Tom Karpis. Tom, let me ask you, what is your, I mean, you go all over the place. You go to these beautiful golf courses as a rules official. What's your favorite tournament of the year, and what is your favorite golf course to visit?
Wow, that's I think – in my career, because I still do some PGA of America things, my favorite event to work is the Open Championship over on the other side of the pond. It's just, there's something about it and about the people over there that just make it different. And, you know, perhaps I'm walking with a group each day, but it's been fantastic. And then, not far behind that would certainly be Augusta. When I was going through the chairs with PGA of America, I had the great opportunity to work that event 10 times, and that was just an honor. The Champions Tour, gosh, I have several places. Obviously, I advanced the event at Newport Beach Country Club in California. That was kind of my first advance, and I just have a soft spot for that. It's a cool place, great part of the world. The people are awesome. I really enjoy that. And that's Phoenix Country Club, the Schwab Cup. What's better mm-hmm. than an old traditional golf course that's been around forever with so much history? So I would say Newport Beach Country Club and Phoenix Country Club. And maybe that's because with my game, I'm hitting it shorter, and I really like those courses.
We're visiting with tournament official for the PGA Tour Champions, our good friend Tom Corpus. Let me ask you this now. Obviously, the PGA right now, they're out at Pebble Beach for the Pro-Am, the AT&T Pro-Am out there. Boy on TV. Now, I've never been there, but boy on TV, it sure looks good.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I've been there. I go back when I was just became a PGA member in 1991. We had a Business School 3 requirement. And a couple of us stayed extra, and we played there. This is going back a long way. It cost a lot less money to play there then than it does now. But our Champions Tour, we play there with our first tee event in September, and it's fantastic. I mean, I've been there multiple times. In fact, one of my first year working for the Champions Tour, I marked the golf course. So imagine walking along the cliffs of Pebble Beach and to me, California has a lot of beautiful places, but, and so does the United States, but man, Pebble Beach might be the most beautiful place that I've ever been.
We're visiting with Tom Corpus right here on Southern Fairways, Matt.
Hey, Tom, now without choosing sides here or making somebody jealous, any couple Champions Tour players that you really enjoyed being around and having fun times with?
Ooh, well, it's our tour is pretty interesting in that we've got, these are all the guys I grew up watching when I was a kid trying to play. I mean, I remember watching Corey Pavin chip in at Oak Hill at the Ryder Cup and drop his club, and it was just unbelievable. So, you see these guys. I think right now it's a really exciting time for our tour in that, we have a guy like a Padraig Harrington who still hits it. He hits mm-hmm. it a long way, and he's such a super guy. Guys like Steve Stricker, obviously those marquee names, Darren Clark.
Stuart Sink.
Yeah,
Stuart Sink's going to play a lot this year from what I hear. I don't know Stuart that well. He didn't play with us a lot up till now, but he's going to. And, there's a guy that's really got, you talk about an upside. He could, he's going to do some great things. And then you have a guy like a David Duval. I mean, there's a guy who, number one in the world during the Tiger era. And I think he's on the verge of really playing some good golf. That would be if I think of who could come out and maybe and do something unexpected, I think David Duval is one of those players because I think once he gets there and he wins, he's going to remember what it was like, and I think it will. He's working hard at it. I do know that. But we got it's an incredible tour. It's hard to pick. Now, there's some guys that are just, guys that are a lot of fun to be around, and that's a good thing. And then there's guys that are more reserved. These guys work hard. It's very competitive, like a guy like Ernie Els. I mean, he is just intense on the golf course. And when he's away from the golf course, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever be around. I mean, really good guy.
Visit with Tom Corpus right here on Southern Fairways. Tom is tournament official for the PGA Tour Champions. Tom, we got another minute or so left here. Let me ask you this. About a year, 2 years from now, you got a guy by the name of Tiger Woods that may be jumping on that tour. Are the guys talking about that right now?
Oh, yes. I mean, he turns 50 in December, and we were talking about it in Hawaii, that could potentially be his first event with our tour and what that would mean. And I think all the tournaments are looking at it. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, it's going to be health-related. How does he feel? I think if he feels good and he can work at his game a little bit, but what he can do, I've kind of put it in the realm of what would Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer do for the senior tour way back when, and that is what Tiger can do right now. Even though we're in great shape as we are, but he would take us to a whole nother level. I'm sure, best player in the world, and we all know that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tom, I'll tell you, we certainly miss having the Champions Tour over here in Mississippi at Fallen Oak for the Rapid Scan. We miss that. Wish it would come back. And I want to tell you, thank you for taking time to be with us. I know you're a busy fella, but I certainly hope that you'll come back and visit with us again. And Bobby told me to tell you hi as well.
Well, please tell Bobby I said hello. And as you know, I appreciate you inviting me on, and I'm available anytime you need me, my friend. Go Eagles.
All right. Well, there you, I was going to say, hey, let's definitely talk after that game.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Tom. Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Tom Carpus right there, tournament official for the PGA Tour Champions. He's a great guy. I'm going to tell you, we had fun whenever the Champions Tour had players that played down in Orlando originally, and he and I had so much fun just talking and spending time together. Great guy, and man, good to have him on.
Yeah, he gets to visit a lot of nice courses. I'm sure he gets to play quite a few out there now. Still sounds like he's in the hunt on one tour he's in. Was it PGA? Some type of PGA tour.
PGA of America, yeah.
America, that's right.
So,
yeah.
But hey, look, we're gonna take a break here in just a moment. We're gonna have Greg Lockhart's gonna come on. He's one of our West Coast correspondents. He was at Pebble Beach on Thursday, and he saw Rory's hole in one, just like your cousin did, Matt. So don't go anywhere. Greg Lockhart, he's up next.
This is NFL kicker Robbie Gold. When I'm along the Gulf Coast, you better believe I'm with the Southern Fairways Radio. Your host, Randy Bergen, gets your latest golf and sports information from Randy and all his guests. Enjoy sports updates, scores, and a few laughs with one of the most entertaining shows in radio. I'm Robbie Gold, and I hope you're having a great day. Happy to it, boys.
That's how you do it, boys, right there. Welcome back to Southern Fairways. Man, told you this hour would go by fast. It certainly is. Before we get to our guests, I want to thank our great sponsors of the show, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, right there along the beautiful Delta, Mobile Delta there. And y'all have the biggest back deck on the Gulf Coast. Matt, you sure do. Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Eastern Shore Toyota, Hyundai, Kraft Farms Golf Course. Of course, they are the only Arnold Palmer Signature Design Course in Alabama. And don't forget about Peninsula. That's where we'll be on February the 16th for the kickoff of our full field event on the Southern Fairways Golf Tour. We're excited about that for sure. I want to thank Forever Golf. We're going to talk more about them. Forever Golf is, for the next couple of weeks, man, I'm telling you, we're excited to have them on with us for sure. Lisa Johnson, Realtor, Fairhope Golf Works, Quail Creek Golf Club, Boomstide Kitchen, no longer at the fort. She is in the courtyard at Piggly Wiggly, and I'm telling you, she is kicking it, boy. Also, thanks to Unknown Golf and PSR Radio Network. All right, let's go back to our guest line and welcome in one of our West Coast correspondents, our good friend Greg Lockhart, on the phone with us. Greg, how you doing, man?
Good, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got to witness something on Thursday that not a whole lot of people got to see. Not even might have seen it on TV, but they didn't see it in person like you did. Tell us what you saw on Thursday at Pebble Beach.
Well, it was actually at Spyglass, which okay. In that tournament, there was a tournament.
Right.
They're playing Spyglass and Pebble. We were at Spyglass and had been following Rory and Åberg, and we were on the 14th hole and just watched him three putt on a par five, and he made his par, just missed a birdie. Then he went over to 15, and coming up behind him was Scotty Scheffler and Brian Harman. So I was watching Scheffler hit it into the 14th hole, and he knocked about 15 feet. So I watched him putt out. He just missed his birdie, then went over to see Rory. And from the 14th hole, you can see the 15th green. And I was standing there watching Rory hit, and all of a sudden you heard this smack, and you go, what was that? And he had holed it out. You could hear the hole-in-one better than you could see the hole-in-one, but it was really exciting. The crowd went wild.
Well, I got to tell you, I know it's fun to watch these guys play, especially somebody like a Rory and a Scotty. And as golfers, what does that do for you whenever you watch them play? I know for me, it makes me want to get out and go play as soon as possible. And oh, I saw him do this. Let me work on this. Do you get that feeling?
Oh my gosh! You know that Spyglass, I think, is probably my favorite course. I have had the opportunity to play it a couple times. And when you're there and you see those guys in person, you're just amazed at how great they really are. I mean, some of the shots, the pin placements, you look at and go, there's no way you can get up and down from there. But yet they do. It just does inspire you to go back out there and say, I'm gonna work on my game.
What was doing our good friend, West Coast correspondent, Greg Lockhart. Matt?
Hey, Greg, I got to ask, and I'm glad you've had the chance to play Spyglass a couple of times. This will kind of help you with the answer, hopefully. So we all hear that Spyglass is about two or three shots harder than Pebble Beach. What makes that course more difficult in general?
Well, I think when you compare the two, first of all, if the weather is calm, which it has been the last couple of days, it's a little bit overcast, about 53 degrees, but not a lot of wind. If there's wind at Pebble is really difficult. But otherwise, Pebble's a shorter course, I think, a little bit more open, where Spyglass, it's all tree-lined, the rough is high, the bunkers surround every green. The undulation is really difficult. There's water around the greens on several holes, so you can't be too aggressive at the pins. I just think it's just a little more difficult, mostly in the forest, but you do have some ocean holes too. But it's just long, and it's difficult.
Greg, let me ask you, as you walked around both Pebble and Spyglass, was there one fella that just stood out to you? I know a lot of times you always hear folks say, man, just the way the ball sounds coming off the club is different than anything you hear. Was there one guy that surprised you or that stuck out to you?
Well, you know, when we were following around there, we didn't get the opportunity to see a lot of players, but I will say that when there is a sound that comes off of Rory's driver that is unlike anything else I've seen or heard. I mean, it just explodes. So I'd say that to me was the most impressive, is just the sound of his driver. Even, you know, Scotty, he hits about as long, but not quite the same sound. I think for me, that was what I thought was most impressive. Then you watch his drives. I mean, I think on one hole, it went 350 yards downhill. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Rory hit one yesterday, I think, at Pebble on 18. I think it went 341 yards on 18. He may have had the wind with him, but I'm not sure about that. But it was huge.
I mean, he I think on 14 – Now, 14 at Pebble is also one of those par five, just like at Spyglass. And I didn't witness it, but I saw yesterday he just flew this tree over the drive. And if you're out there playing that hole, you look at that. There's no way you could even – I could not even get close to the tree, right? He's flying it. So it's impressive.
Oh, the tree's not even in play for us.
No. Oh, my goodness. No. It's fun watching these guys for sure. They do. They just – if you're listening to us, you have an opportunity to go – to one of these events, you have to go check out and see what we're talking about. The commercial is absolutely correct when it says these guys are good. That is incorrect. They are fantastic. Yeah. So it gives you a whole different appreciation for golf for sure. But let me tell you real quick, Sepp Straka is leading right now at 14 under. Russell Henley, along with Cam Davis, those guys three back at 11 under. Tony Finau, Andrew Novak, and a host of guys, including Justin Rose, at 10 under. So they'll have today. Should be, I think, the weather today. What's it like out in California right now? They should have pretty good weather, right?
It's been a little overcast, but not bad. Rain is supposed to come in, I think, the possibility, but so far it's been pretty dry.
Well, I got to tell you, I know you had a good time. we got to get out there. We got to get you back over here or meet somewhere and let's play some golf.
Because
I think the last time we played, we got soaking wet. And I think we were putting in 3 inches of water.
I remember that. That's why I'm out here in California, Randy.
Greg, man, thank you for getting up early and taking time to be with us, brother. Look forward to talking to you and hopefully seeing you soon.
You look forward to it, too. Thanks again.
All right, buddy. There you go. Greg Lockhart, one of our West Coast correspondents, along with Vin Goodman. So good stuff. Now, your cousin was out there. He works for the PGA.
Yeah, he actually he's a freelance now, freelance photographer and videographer. He was out there, and he got some close-ups. I think he was with Rory's group during his hole-in-one as well, so he got to see that. He has some videos on Instagram, Chris Brandt's doing all the fun stuff. I took a picture of him on TV. You know how fun that is for family to see other family on TV, holding a camera up and taking a few shots of Rory and Scotty messing around after the round. So it was kind of fun.
That's good stuff. All right, you got the Senior Bowl happening over in Mobile right now. Jalen Milroe's there. Fairhope's Riley Leonard is there. Tell you, three good quarterbacks on that American team. Jackson Dart from Ole Miss there as well. And they got a great running back staff with Harvey from UCF, Neil from Kansas, Smith from SMU. Why do I have such a hard time? Trevor, yeah, from Georgia.
Yeah.
Why do I have a hard time with that? And Jack Beach from TCU, I miss good wideouts as well.
Well, you got some really big names out there this year's Senior Bowl, and I think that's going to draw a bigger crowd than we've even had last year. The weather, and normally weather can be a challenge this time of year for the Senior Bowl. Tomorrow is going to be perfect.
Yeah, yeah. ETN perfect. Is the way you pronounce
ETN,
that.
ETN, that's right.
Yeah,
ETN.
That's the way you pronounce it. And I don't know why my tongue gets so messed up on that.
I don't know. You do so well on the LPGA, ladies.
But I do.
You do. I know. Yeah. I'm not going to try.
Jasmine, Sawatara. Yeah. But, no, so if you have an opportunity, you're headed over to the Senior Bowl. Good luck to both teams. Should be a lot of fun. Of course, I'm pulling for the American because you got Alabama. See, here's the thing, and we talked about this a little earlier, is when it was North-South, you knew the North had mainly Northern schools, the South had Southern schools. Now when you got National and American, they combine these schools, and a guy from Alabama might be playing against another guy from Alabama. Yeah. I mean, so it makes it a little hard to pull for a particular team. So I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Reese's does a good job with it.
Yep.
Jim Nagy, the executive director, does a good job. So, and a great stadium, Hancock Whitney.
Yeah, Hancock Whitney Stadium. If you haven't been out there, it's a great place to watch football at. They did a really good job putting that together for USA.
What you got going on over at Boudreaux's Cajun
Grill? Come on down. The Mardi Gras time is here. The Boudreaux's Trinity. The Mardi Gras Trinity is here. You got your King Cake Martini, your King Cake Bushwhacker, and your Mardi Gras Cheesecake. Come down and get it.
Let me tell you, we went over there the other night, and we got one of those cheesecakes, and we split it three ways.
There you go.
Split it three ways. It was a lot of cheesecake, so it was good. So, and that, just like the food was.
Perfect.
Did really well. Matt, thanks for being here, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. For our producer, Steve Stanley, and the whole staff here at Southern Fairway Sports Radio, I'm Randy Bergen. Remember, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.